Well, it was an interesting time because I actually joined what I thought I was going to be a military research engineer. But by happenstance, I ended up in semiconductor applications. Because Motorola had a very embryonic effort in germanium small signal, which rather rapidly got into power transistors. But Motorola luckily had a guy by the name of Dan Noble who thought semiconductors had a future. I thought it was great because when I was still at the University of Utah taking some graduate courses, I happened on the original bulletin from Bell Lab on the first transistor. So I thought that was fascinating, and so I kind of followed it along, and so I was lucky to end up, I thought, actually working in transistors.